Yo, what's up?
Yo, this is not Tony Newsom. This is Cody Ziegler.
This is Andrew T.
You're listening to...
Yeah, this is just, yo, this is racist. Oh, boy.
Beautiful intro to the show.
Oh, it's perfect. Tawny is on set late tonight.
That is correct. Yeah.
So she on her job right
she
now.
Is, quote unquote, working hard for the money, as some would say.
Yeah.
That's a song would say.
Yeah. Producer Zig started a new day job today.
I did. I started my writing job, which coincidentally got out like an hour and a half early, but yours got out so late. Sorry. So we somewhere met in the middle. No, it's good. There's going to be definitely going to be a time when mine probably gets out right at like 6:15 and I have to rush here to,
yeah,
to do the show.
So we'll have, I don't know. In a way it feels like no transition because we always disorganize, but yeah. Damn.
Now everything will be handled solely through text and maybe not as many emails as used to be the case.
Oh, that's true. That's nice. What? It's been a fucked up week, too.
Shit. Yeah, it feels... I mean, I don't know why. It feels like last week was... I mean, last week was bad, too, but it seems like this one was particularly dark.
I don't know why. Like grim. I guess last week... You know what? The follow-up from one of the last week's news stories is, I will say, New Yorkers have been sort of standing up for this, like, subway fare evasion crackdown. There's been multiple protests. And, you know, I think somewhere along the line, there is an element of, like... It's good that people are, like, kind of standing up and, mm-hmm. and there's, like... An element of like we're starting to see. It's not good that people feel like they have to do this, but like mm-hmm. like rhetoric is becoming action for more people.
Yeah, I will say that like all the turnstile stuff, coupled with Trump getting booed back to back at two different events, has really made the highlight of my last week.
That part is good. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, but other than that, I mean, the racism news has been just grim as fucking fuck.
Yeah, did you follow? I can't remember if I sent anything about the Richard Spencer.
No, yeah, you didn't, but I think we all saw it.
We all clocked it like 3 years ago, so.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like there's a tape of like neo-Nazi Richard Spencer talking like a neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say other than like, I mean, oh, here's one thing we forgot to bring up last week is we had a little thing in LA Magazine, which we didn't talk about, partially because I had forgotten, I'd blocked them between when our interview occurred and when it came out because they had just done a profile on like Gavin McGinnis.
Oh, yeah.
And like the media is still out here trying to normalize neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
It's fucking revolting.
It's.
But yeah, everyone's surprised by this Richard Spencer being a neo-Nazi thing. It's like, yeah.
That's been my wildest thing. Like, I don't, maybe it's just because I'm black and I've dealt with racists, but it's so wild to me that, like, that, you know, for he's been an avowed, like, white supremacist for years, but it is very, it was very funny to me that, like, this tape is what took people to be like, oh, wow, I think this guy's actually pretty racist.
Yeah. It's like, it's, yeah, I don't know why it took this. I truly think it's pathetic for anyone to, like, not have known this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like the whole enterprise of, like normalizing Nazis that, like our quote-unquote liberal media seems to be involved in. I don't know what to do about it. Other than, like, these places are trash.
Yeah.
And that can't be right either, but...
Yeah, I mean, the way that I get most of my information now is basically the second round of Twitter. I call it the second round where people have... A story has been posted.
Like analysis on Twitter.
Yeah, and it's analysis from Twitter, which is based in people dunking on a badly written article or a bad point of view that an article is written from. So very rarely do I get the first, like, publication of, like, a Wall Street Journal piece. I get the people being like, yo, this take is trash, and let me dunk on this author right now.
Yeah. I think that's... I mean, is that just, like... You know, that is, on one hand, the echo chamber also. Yeah. But it happens that it's correct? I don't know. I'm like...
I think I like the echo chamber. I think I'd rather just sit here.
Well, the thing with the echo chamber when you're a person of color is that even though you might not sometimes appreciate the proportions, you're never going to forget that this is a racist country.
Yeah.
And so you're less willing to be completely head in the sand about shit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, I think the people who are genuinely surprised by like Trump and Richard Spencer and people like that.
I don't know if this is just me, but do you think is, I don't know if it's just because I've been paid to look more into racist shit over the past year and a half. It's been my job and still is my job. But do you feel, I feel like people have gotten more radical online as far as like left leaning, like we're going to fucking string up billionaires and give them the guillotine and stuff like that. I feel like that talk has really exploded over the past couple of months, at least in my, I mean, I'm part of it. I do also love posting a GIF of a guillotine whenever I see a story about Jeff Bezos. But
yeah, I think probably that it is that type of like talk is being normalized.
Yeah,
because we are in more polarized times.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's obviously self-selecting. Like, I would say don't feel, like, safe with those point of views.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, that is not enough of the world to feel, like, safe or, like, that's where power is. But mm-hmm. It is where power is gathering, maybe. Yeah. I don't fucking know, dog. It is, like...
Yeah, I don't know. The past week has been a haze, I think. I don't know why particularly in the past week, but... A lot of it has just been like, all right, what billionaire is doing this evil thing?
Yeah.
What fucked up thing is Trump doing this week? Like, what news story is popping out about him?
I mean, the really fucked corruption. Let's see. Trump got booed. The Nationals came to the number. It is now, like, without getting in my own head about this, I was a little fucked up by how many people on Twitter were like, oh, shit. All right, so fucking white supremacist idiot Kurt Suzuki. Put on a MAGA hat. He's a
pitcher. Yeah, yeah,
whatever. I assume a pitcher, maybe for the Nationals, who just won the World Series. And people were like, "Oh, Andrew's on that white supremacist Asian beat," which I'm really like not. Yeah. I mean, I am because I have to be, but I don't relish it. Mm-hmm. I hate it. Yeah. I hate that it exists.
It causes you great pain.
Yeah, because it's just like, I mean. I'm not like, I can't be surprised and I don't want to shy away from it, but it is not like good.
Yeah. Like no one, I mean, for me personally, like whenever I see a trash black person give a trash take online, I don't seek it out.
Yeah. Know? I'm not like about it. So like when people like kind of hit me with that shit, I'm just like, this is depressing, dogs. Like I'm not, I don't love this, but yeah, fuck Kurt Suzuki. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's trash. Anyone who says Asian people can't be white supremacists is an idiot. I get that a lot with my Andrew Yang talk.
Yeah.
This is one level more, yeah. I will admit. But, you know, fuck that guy too.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything recently.
Yeah, I'm going to say shout out to this episode. I think it was the first one in like 6 weeks where we haven't had Yang, a dunk
Yang
on
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't been part of Yang Gang. So shout out to the king. We stand.
Yeah. I will say there a dude has hit me up on, I think I've blocked him on every available social media platform, who was like, I was a fan. I was blocked just because I wanted to have a debate with you about Andrew Yang. I love him. And I'm just like, motherfucker, you don't get to have a debate with me.
Yeah. I barely like to talk to my friends on Twitter, let alone strangers.
What are you talking about?
You want a debate.
Like, what? Why do you, it is wild that people think, just because we do this thing for them for free, we owe them. They owe us, or we owe them more of our time.
Yeah, yeah. So I also do some of the social media for the account. So whenever I see a message that like someone pops up, like in this episode, I was really looting for you, but then you said that actually all white people are bad, and I just don't know if I can be a fan anymore.
Yeah,
I love to like. So it's a flip a coin. Either sometimes you don't say anything, or sometimes I just see you give a very succinct monosyllabic, like okay,
yeah,
and it's brutal.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to discourage people, and we have people have pointed stuff out to us that is true, and we do fuck up, and we're not blowing off our fuck ups.
Oh no, that is fine. I'm talking about debate me. I don't want to debate anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not debating you.
We don't owe you a debate.
Yeah,
debate yourself.
Yeah. If you want to debate, just go to Stitcher.com, enter promo code YO, and listen to all of our back catalog.
Yeah. And then pitch a podcast to Breitbart Podcasts about why you don't like us.
Yeah.
Fucking trash ass. I want to say Italy?
Oh, yeah. The football player?
Yeah. Yeah. So Mario Balotelli, who is black, But Italy has been kind of this season, actually all around Europe, specifically been like a lot of racist incidents. Mm-hmm. This was just kind of fell under the sports are trash.
Yeah, I feel like this guy in particular gets a lot of – he's gotten a lot of racist stuff. Like I feel like he's one of those guys where they throw like banana peels and stuff at him when he plays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's – I mean, Italy is trash.
Yeah.
Also America is trash.
Yeah.
But like – yeah, the sort of like global rise of fascism mm-hmm. is one component is this like rise in this fucking racist shit. I will say it is like fucking pathetic how little UEFA, which is like the sort of governing soccer league or governing soccer people, like do anything about it. You know, FIFA and UEFA are corrupt, horrible institutions, mm-hmm. and they. Like, it's sort of worse. I think it was in Belgium. England played a game in Belgium, and their black players were booed. And the Belgian Football Association was fined, like, five figures or something like that. Like, something crazy in, like, global soccer. Like, like the
less than a slap on the wrist.
An amount of money. It, like, it's genuinely, like, feels worse.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? Is this is your punishment for like monkey chants and like shit like that? It is like horrifying. I don't know.
I can't believe Europeans are racist.
Yeah, it's very surprising.
That's my big takeaway. Who would have thought?
Very surprising. You know, not to be outdone. Donald Trump. So we are in November, which is Native American Heritage Month.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to belabor this other than Trump has rejected Native American Heritage Month and proclaimed November to be National American History and Founders Month.
I mean, it's all despicable, but there's something genuinely funny about the Trump administration taking the exact wrong stance on every possible thing they can take a stance on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's so wild that they'd be like, you know what? No, it's not Black History Month. This is going to be a white entrepreneurs of the South month. We're going to go ahead and step on that.
I mean, it's like exactly as good as, Confederate History Month or Confederate History Day or like Robert E. Lee Day for Martin Luther King. It's just like as revolting and, you know, racist as you can possibly be.
Yeah.
Is there anything to add?
No, I mean, it feels like one of those things that are just like one of his evil henchmen, like whisper this into his ear, like, Trump, we should really stick it to the Nays this month. Okay. He just rubber stamps it and goes about doing whatever he does.
Yeah. I mean, it presumably was, what's his name? Stephen Miller.
Yeah. He racist. Crawled out from his egg sack to whisper into Trump's ear.
That guy's really racist.
Yeah.
Is that what we bring to the table? I mean, okay. So. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's bad. It's all bad. There has been a positive this month.
Yeah.
Yesterday, anyway. And that's that Popeye's brought back that chicken sandwich, baby.
Jesus.
So.
Have you had it yet?
Oh, yeah. I woke up yesterday morning and
you had it today?
Yesterday, Sunday morning.
Sorry, you had the re-release.
Yeah, I woke up, postmated it, baby, and I was like, you know what? Maybe black people will overcome. Maybe it won't be all bad for us.
How'd that go?
I went on Twitter and then someone called me the N-word. So I guess it sort
yeah,
of
not, it evened out. You know, yeah. I guess like, yeah, six of one, half dozen of it, it's all equal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is good though.
Yeah, it slaps. It goes hard. So that's a bright spot in this very terrible month that we've been having or this terrible week we've been having.
Yeah, that's all we got. I guess, you know, in terms of doing something positive, we did sit down with Lucas Brown Eyes.
Turing champ.
Yeah. We're going to have all Native guests for Native American Heritage Month. Trying to – look, we always fuck up, I feel like, with Native people because that is like the moment where I think it's most like stands out that like the questions
are about
Native people. And I feel very guilty about it.
Yeah. I think it's also just because number of guests wise, like when we've had a good number of like people of color guests, I think we probably majority index, I'd say, for black folks.
Yeah.
So when it is like my white cousin did this racist thing for black people, it doesn't stick out as much as when it's like, when we have a question about Dreamcatcher, it's like, oh, wow.
I mean, it's probably like relatively like kind of an interesting meta discussion about like how honestly, like no matter how we talk about race, like racism is still viewed reflexively, like in your guts, as like white and black.
Yeah.
And that is a problem that sometimes we rectify or try to rectify. I often worry that we're not sort of rectifying things. But yeah, it feels stark sometimes with Native folks. Why are we self-flagellating? This is like a really, really not a profitable road to go down. Yeah,
the interview is fun. Lucas is great.
Lucas is fucking great. That's the most important thing. Here it is.
We were talking in the lobby, Lucas, about how you write a lot of old Native women.
Oh, that's all I do.
That's your, like, your wheelhouse, is it safe to say? Just
that
old
is
women.
My wheelhouse.
Why does that come about? Is it because that's the most often the type of Native person execs want to see in a script?
No, it's because they're the best. Like, by old, old in a positive, by the way. When I say old, I mean positive. No, it's the matriarch, and that's what I write. Like, that's my signature of anything, is I'm like, can I make this matriarchal? And that's just my style. Mm-hmm. And I think that, Native women in their 60s and above are awesome. So that's just what I do. And, like, I'm lucky enough that when I pitch that, people are surprised.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's such a twist. I've never seen that. I'm like, really? That's sad, because they're some of my favorite characters. So that's kind of, I don't know. I've decided it's my trademark, is that you're going to get kind of a badass Native woman in there, and she's probably going to be above 50. And that's cool, because unless I do like 20 shows, it's not going to get played out yet.
It probably will never get played out. I mean, if there are enough old white grandpas who don't like the way this world here is a going.
Right.
Like, that has never gotten old. Yeah. This back in my day, none of this stuff would have gone over. Like, that has never gone away. So I think you've got a good few centuries to go before we get sick of old Native women.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm happy about it.
That's the Lucas Brown Eyes signature.
Yeah, that's my signature. That, and I'm like, can we make this matriarchal? Those are the two things I do, and they're very connected.
I love that about you.
Yeah. It's all, well, it's really just, me being raised by my mom, my grandma, my aunt. So, like, fearing women my whole life. So that's just the power dynamic.
Fear begets comedy.
Wait, did we say?
No.
Lucas Brown Eyes is back.
He's back, babies.
What's up?
I'm back.
Beloved guest. You really went over with a bang.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I'm excited.
We had a lot of tweets and talks and chats and engagement about engagement is such a clinical way to talk about a person. But we had a lot of people wanting to talk about what you had to say. So,
oh, that's cool. I was impressed by the word engagement. So
I feel like a fucking marketing idiot. It felt gross, but thank you for supporting me.
I was just going to say, did I fuck up the timing on just saying engagement?
Engagement.
But I did.
We should say it like that.
The answer is yes, I did fuck that up.
Yeah.
Is there anything besides what you sort of alluded to that you can or want to tell anyone about, or just life in general? That's shit, man.
Yeah. All right. So, no, I actually can't. It's
dope.
Weird.
That's the best.
Yeah. Oh, man. Being a secret Project Hollywood dude, that's the ticket.
Oh, my God. It's to the point where. No, I can't even talk about that.
Okay.
It's to the point where weird things happen to this. But, like, I can say that, I'm doing some projects, which is really cool. It's also still kind of hard.
Sure.
It's at the point where I'm starting to tell the stories that I want to tell. And that's really exciting.
Yeah.
Whether or not they sell or do anything, that's out of my control.
But it is, I think, this, like, liberating thing where you're like, I'm just going to do the thing I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that's like a good turning point for people and groups of people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Speaking for myself, like, I'm seeing a lot of that shit. The Asian folks are sort of doing that, and I'm like, not always my cup of tea, but good that it's happening.
I also feel this way just going in with like pitches or generals or whatever. Like, are you almost expecting a little more pushback on some of these radical ass like person of color centric ideas, and like we're not getting them as often?
No one gives me any pushback on anything, and I think it's a problem. I need to be put into check. I don't understand why. I think people are like, oh, that he's the I have no one else to ask. Or, yeah. Like, there's no one else to be like, hey, don't do that, Lucas. Like, I think they're all just like, okay, we're just going to trust him on that. So, like, it's all just my messed up family, which is fine.
I mean, that's kind of good.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that, like, there's an anti-Lucas out there.
Yeah.
Who has their life together and is pitching responsible.
Like a mirror universe Lucas.
Just, out there being a good role model.
Wait. Okay. Since normally I wouldn't do such an abrupt segue, but we do have a question that actually basically is mirror universe people. So we're going to play the voicemail now and keep talking.
Hi, Andrew, Tawny, and guest. Love the show. I'm a black guy from Pittsburgh. It's not the most diverse place, but, you know, I go to nerdy conventions and participate in cosplay. And, you know, while there's a general consensus among decent people that black and brown face is bad and racist, people are kind of divided on if literal, like, black characters are racist. Like, you know, there's shadow versions of Link from The Legend of Zelda, or the characters that are supposed to be shadows or rocks or some stuff that's, you know, not a caricature or version of real human beings, you know. I've talked with other people of color, and we agree that sometimes we're uncomfortable, but we couldn't, like, place our finger if it was racist or not. My advice is always just to steer away from it either way, just in case. I just wanted to hear your thoughts since it's around racist Halloween costume time. Thanks. I think it was under a minute. Awesome. Thanks. Bye.
You did it. Wasn't it under a minute?
Yeah.
You did it.
46 seconds.
Oh, with time to spare. You got 14 seconds to take a bath.
Producer Zig went ahead and pulled up Shadow Link on the monitor here.
That's cool.
Feel free to, I guess,
Google it your damn self. Not if you're driving. So this seems to be of the ilk of, this is overly simplistic, but the ilk of things that are just like, darkness equals evil, so therefore anything bad, we're just going to shade a little darker.
Well, there's also the sort of cosplay loophole of like, what can it be Shadow Link? It's not blackface.
Just right.
Happens that it's all black.
Yeah, it seems face. Like it seems like the characters themselves come from a, albeit problematic, but not it tied to, well, it probably is tied to race, like at its base.
Yeah.
That like darker people are the evil versions of the light good people. But in practice, so if you're going to be the Shadow Link, I guess I want to know why. Why does a white dude want to be Shadow Link?
Oh, it feels like a racism loophole.
Well, couldn't you just do the dark clothes and the red eyes?
Yeah, it seems
one
like
would
it.
Think.
One would think.
Like, you know, that seems to be most of the costume. It's just a darker, you know.
Seems like you don't need to put shoe polish on your face.
Yeah. Like, and that's generally, I think, I'm not even saying, like, it's a race. It might be. I mean, I think you're right. It is linked to the dark equals bad, which is problematic. But, like, you could do that whole costume without going in any form of.
Yeah.
Face makeup and be fine.
Yeah.
I just think this is some easy ass shit for me to say because I could not be less interested in cosplay. However, so grain of salt, I suppose. I get it. It's important for people. Don't put anything on your face.
Don't put a color on your face. Just don't put a color. I mean, I guess if it's green.
Well, I mean, this one looks purple.
On the far right, yeah.
Don't put a natural human skin color on your face.
Or black or gray.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of loopholes. Okay. Colors you can put on your face.
Yeah.
Blue.
Bright red.
Yellow. No, not
you. No, God.
Nope. Sorry. Plaid.
I said that truly not even thinking. I'm so sorry. That was fucking dumb.
Oh, wait. You said red. See? There's so many colors that you can't put on your face. What do we got? Purple?
I think green and purple only.
That's all you get.
Well, blue. Silver.
Blue.
Avatar is going to come at us. Real life Avatar.
Wait, was Avatar based on something? I don't understand.
No, I don't.
Is that based on people or something?
Oh my God. God, everything is stolen from everything.
Avatar is great because it's like making a metaphor out of a racist point of view already. It's just like, what?
Yeah,
what
like
is this?
Making an allegory out of like a racist perception of real people.
Yeah, it's great.
That was the most representation I had in 2007. So,
Or
2011, whenever it came out, 2010.
Are you excited for Avatar 2 through 5?
No.
Are they making more of them?
Yeah, I think they've greenlit 4 sequels.
Jesus Christ! I fell asleep during it. I don't remember the film.
I don't remember. I don't think I ever watched it. In fact, I know I never watched it.
Well, All right. So what does this man want to know?
So is it racist to go in?
Thank you, Lucas. Yeah. You should be hosting.
Dark.
I'm in no shape, apparently.
I mean,
don't. It sounds like, well, he even said, we talked amongst us, the black folk here in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And we decided to stay away from it. It is amazing. Zig, can you pull that up? Now that we're total request living this whole night.
We're doing that kind of show.
It's a baby dressed as Cardi B, Tatiana. Oh my God, there's a lot of babies dressed as Cardi B is what we've learned.
I think that might be Cardi B's baby.
Oh yeah, we don't want to see Cardi B's actual baby. We want to see a white baby dressed as Cardi B in the Tatiana costume. Okay, this is an immediately
harder
Googleable,
to find. Yeah. All right, go to...
Well, whatever. I mean, okay, cut all of this out.
Oh my God.
Cut all of this out. Go to... Zig, I'm just going to send it to you. It doesn't even fucking matter. This isn't even that good of a thing.
It is now.
God.
Cardi B.
Nicole Thurman retweeted it.
I think you got to go baby in that. Google. You got to say baby.
This is still not, it's so specific. How could it not be?
Are you sure you didn't dream this?
No, I've got it. I'm sending it to Zig right now.
All right. Send it to me. I'll airdrop it to this computer. And then
This is not worth it. I apologize to everyone.
Here, I'm just going to pull it up on my computer.
I sent it to you, Zig.
Okay.
I sent it to the race cars thread. Well, whatever. I can show it to you. Here. Okay, you've got it on the computer. Jesus, this is very dumb.
Okay, and we're back.
And we're back.
We're looking at a
pic montage of a white baby dressed as Cardi B in the Tatiana video. And she is perfect. She's in the little outfit. She's got this long ass black wig. She's got the hat, I guess. No color on her face.
Managed to not be in blackface.
She's
that's...
in a little orange race car. Look at this beautiful white baby.
Well, there you go.
This Cardi B.
Proof you don't have to go in blackface to be Cardi B from This Baby Did It Perfectly.
Yeah.
Look at that.
This baby knows how to not be racist.
If this baby isn't racist,
why are you 30-year-olds in Wrigleyville fucking dressing as 10 years ago Sammy Sosa? That is a real costume I saw 2 years ago.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Lucas, you're not a cosplay person, right?
No.
We should have asked you this. You know,
no respect though. I respect that craft, but I'm not that.
I respect it too because they put so much work into it.
Really?
People are true artists. Like people can, you know, it's like they're like costume designers.
Yeah,
but they're just doing it as a hobby. Which to me, I'm like, that is a job that you're doing for recreation.
I wonder if to me it's the fact that we live in a city of costume designers that I'm like, yeah,
just old hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Better. I mean, I don't feel like I want to do. I don't even do Halloween though. Lucas, do you do Halloween?
Not this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Not recently.
Yeah, I'm not a big Halloween head. Andrew, do you do Halloween?
Oh, I no.
You sounded like you were gonna say something.
I got stoned at 9:35 and was asleep by 10.
Nice.
Okay. Let's do one more voicemail.
What's up, guys? So I'm a teacher, and I have a coworker who is just horrible. She likes to call special needs students the R word that I don't like to use, and she recently decided to make dream catchers in our class after going over Native American literature. And I'm just wondering, like, how bad is it if she made dream catchers for it? Because to me, that just seems really wrong. Thanks, bye.
I should apologize. I should have given you the heads up that it was the native question.
This is I'm targeted. Sorry. I feel targeted.
I'm sorry. I know it's not cool.
No, it's all good. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm always conflicted by this because I have so many cousins who are like on the side of the road selling dream catchers to like white people. So like, I don't know. That's like half of my family's economy, I guess.
I feel like that's like such a thing that I really, really relate to that. Cause that's like, definitely a thing Asian people will they'll do fucking whatever for money. It's like, yeah, Oriental Palace, great, come on in, bring it. So I'm with you on that.
So I'm like, so I've gotten to the, if we're doing it, it's fine.
Yeah.
I want you to support native artists.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
So like if a native is doing it, yeah, you're good. You probably shouldn't do it if you're not native is my safest. Don't, you know, yeah, you don't want to be racist, don't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, especially because the Dreamcatcher is very cultural, but it's also this thing that's been appropriated into this pan kind of native identity, right?
Yeah.
And like I'm Lakota and Ojibwe, so like Dreamcatchers are us. Like that is, mm-hmm, I have hundreds of them. Like it is just like that's that. But mm-hmm, you know, you go down, you go over to like the Cowlitz or the Dene, and you know, they don't necessarily have those. Because there are like, you know, over 560 native tribes. Mm-hmm. The difference in land, I think, from South Dakota, where my tribe is, to Arizona, where, you know, the Dene are, that's like the difference between Spain and Egypt.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a huge difference, yeah, culturally. So, like, Dreamcatchers are also a little bit problematic when you use them to say native, right? Yeah. Because they're not. They're Ojibwe, you know, and they're Lakota. So, like, there's that.
Yeah.
So,
can,
like,
can I ask a maybe fucked up question? I don't know if this is fucked up, but, well, whatever. Which is that, like, I guess the analog would be, I know, like, Chinese people that run sushi restaurants, because the white people who participate in that shit won't know the difference. And then I'm like, is that bad? And I guess what I mean is, like not just your family, but sort of any random native person could, in theory, and I'm just going to, you know, what? I don't know.
I think I know what you're saying.
Like, you know, participating in the racist view of your, you know, your, yes, culture and profiting from it, is that
taking back a bad stereotype in, I mean, order to make,
yeah,
money?
Yeah. I mean, it's exploitive, but like for me, I'm never gonna, just because of the way Native Americans have been so disenfranchised, if you're doing something in this world, I'm gonna give you a little bit more leniency, and that might make me little bit of a hypocrite. Uh-huh. But like, I'm going to be like, listen, you're taking care of your family. You've been screwed over. You probably shouldn't, you know, like,
yeah.
Mm.
Like, yeah, if we're being super zero tolerance about this thing,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone who is Iroquois shouldn't be doing, you know, teepees. Mm-hmm. They didn't have teepees, you know? But like, I'm not, those aren't the people I'm going after.
Right. Maybe that's it. It's like, they're not the problem.
They're not the problem, no. It's the white lady in the boutique in Silver Lake who makes them and sells them. That's the problem.
Yeah, and, you know, it's all the other things. And then maybe once those are solved, we can be like, hey, we should go after that person now.
Yeah.
Like
not ideal.
Like, yeah, it probably shouldn't be doing it. But, like, at the same time, I'm not worried about what they're doing. You know, that's the... the real answer, I guess, is like,
yeah.
Because like I've been to like places in Oklahoma and they've had headdresses. I'm like, you guys don't have headdresses.
right.
And you guys are the ones that, you know, are proud of that. You're like, yeah, we don't have headdresses. But then I've seen like places that just put them up. So I'm, mm-hmm, like, oh, okay, I see what you guys are doing.
Right. It's sort of like catering to the fucking colonizers.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
Isn't it also kind of the like what you said, Andrew, but more of a tone of like, they don't know the difference, so fuck them. At least I can make money off of their ignorance.
Yeah.
We know the difference.
Yeah. I'm like, is that shit just like a race to the bottom? Maybe that's it. I'm just like, I can't tell. I mean, if I go back and forth between like, good for them and like, fuck, we're all fucked. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to go after you because.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe bigger fish to fry, yeah, is, mm-hmm, like the way to think of it.
And also, I'm just not going to.
Yeah, this is the
last. Someone will attack that native person.
Yeah,
they don't need me.
Well, here's an additional wrinkle to that question, which I think I'm just pulling a hypothetical that I feel like happens maybe less than I think, which would be like, how would you like think about like, say a white person were to make that, you know, any of the observations you just made or get in someone's face about that? Like, does that feel, you know, like sort of, I feel like we get a lot of callers that are like, I think I know the right thing here, but I feel weird saying that to a person of color. So like the headdress thing or the teepee thing, if a white person were to make that same observation, you know what I mean? Like they're kind of saying the right thing.
Yeah, that's
but
weird.
But like in the wrong way maybe or some
but
shit like that.
But also it's just like not their place.
Yeah.
But at the same time they're right.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing this thing and it involves Pacific Northwest. So I brought in my friend who is very, you know, he's of those tribes. So he like brought in all this new authentic stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is authentic. I'm glad I did the right thing to do it. Mm-hmm. So like one, doing the right thing, regardless of who you are, is always going to be better in
my
opinion. But like two, like, I don't know if I were to do it right. And do that, do this project, would I call myself out, you know? And if I did it wrong, without, you know, bringing him in, without getting all these new things. And like, I don't know if I would call someone out for doing that who was native.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'd want white people to do that.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not willing to do
it. No, totally. Yeah.
But like at the same
time, I think we all feel that that is the right way to do it, but
it's still gross. A little.
Yeah.
Little
it's
gross.
A little like,
yeah.
They do have a point. It just sucks when they have a point.
Well, it's also like clean up your own fucking people.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
You know, like if you want to go around and like start checking people on their inauthenticity and the shit they shouldn't be slinging. You got a lot to do it right at home.
It feels like when you brought up Pacific Northwest, that's exactly the kind of white person that would be like, actually. You're like, God, I fucking hate that you have a point.
And I think it's okay to be like, yeah, you're right. But also like,
shut up.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Let someone else get this guy.
I know.
You're right. But your cousin keeps trying to fucking sage my house. And that's a fucking problem.
Yeah. Maybe that. Yeah. You're right. That's it. It's like, you're right. Take this energy somewhere where it's more productive.
Yeah. 100%.
Wow, I can't believe we actually thought of something useful.
Guys, I'm telling you, that detour to find the Tatiana baby really got our juices flowing.
Oh, God. I almost fell out of my chair.
Why did I make us do that?
Where we solve everything.
Oh, my God.
Thanks to that Tatiana baby.
Oh man. God.
That doesn't matter. Don't worry about that.
Let's do one more voicemail.
Yeah.
We're doing this.
Let's do it.
What's up, y'all? So a group of my friends get together once a week and have or make or bring dinner. One week, the group decided to make Chinese food. And, I mean, American Chinese food is my guilty pleasure, but one of my friends said that she would make, quote, Asianese veggies, which then led me to think about, oh, the recipes on Pinterest that are labeled, quote, Asian, and really basically mean add soy sauce and ginger to your protein on a bed of white rice. So I know the obvious answers are get new friends and boycott Pinterest recipes, but having already solved racism, I wanted to hear your expert take on racist food recipes and if that is even a thing. So thanks. Love the show. Bye.
I did actually kind of mean to, we've already tapped the conversation a little bit, but just kind of that like good enough amalgamation of shit. Like, I mean, again, I feel like Native folks get all of that lumped in. Asian people get it somewhat, although there's a part of me that's like when white people know too much about the differences between Asian people, too, I'm just like,
you're like, all right,
I don't like this
quiet.
Either.
Yeah, this is weird.
I've never seen that, but if I think I did, I think I'd be just more, not off-put, but like my whole day would be thrown because I'd be like, what?
How do you know so much about this shit?
It's a real, it's a specific flavor of white man who really knows the difference between some shit. You're just like, your interest in this is off-putting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't, I think, like my mind says, oh, that's cool. They're knowledgeable.
Yeah.
But I think I would be thrown off. I'd be like, what?
I think both are valid.
Yeah.
Both. It's like good to be like, oh, it's good that you took the time to, but also this makes me feel weird. Caller, thank you so much for knowing your friends, Tawny and Andrew, and for knowing that our first advice is going to be like, ditch your friends.
You don't need these people.
Delete your Pinterest account.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for learning us. I feel like you know us better than our loved ones. Obviously get new friends, but in lieu of that, no, I mean, what did she say? Asian-y veggies?
Yeah.
I mean, there is like a weird catch-all where people don't know. I feel like when people are cooking, and they're just adding things like soy sauce and ginger and whatever. They're just like, I know this comes from a different continent, but it doesn't, I'm not specifically making something like Chinese.
These are the commonalities.
Yeah. So there's just got to be a better way to say that than I'm making some Asian-y veggies. Just be like, I'm making soy-based veggies. Like,
I'm using soy sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really all that they're getting at.
Yeah. I'm just sauteing some veggies in soy sauce.
Yeah.
The end.
I don't turn it into a food truck.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you're right. That's the second. The second thing is that like white people get a little bit good at that and think they own it right quick.
Yeah. Don't take someone else's culture and then sell it. That's
maybe that's the
I care less about what you do at home.
Common thread. Yeah, that's probably very wise.
Well, and what he asked specifically, which is kind of an in-between of this, right? Like, don't take someone else's culture and sell it. I care less about what you do at home. I totally agree with those sentences. The in-between is the, like, mommy blogger Pinterest person who's presumably making a living from amalgamating recipes or kind of creating their own or – and slapping weird labels on them. Like, especially, I do a lot of plant-based cooking, and I have come across some wild, wild names for things where I'm like, well, I like all these ingredients, so I'm going to make this racist-ass thing anyway. Yeah. But, man, you could have just named it something else.
Well, Martha Stewart did fry bread, which is like, God. That's our, you know, our oppression food. And we're like, oh,
that's y'all's chitlins.
A millionaire, a millionaire is doing that. And also she did it wrong.
Of course they always do. You need struggle to make good oppression food.
So like, that's the part that bothers me the most. If you want to make fry bread at home, that doesn't bother me as much, you know, but if you're going out, you're giving out the recipe, you're making a name for yourself, you're starting a food truck. That's where I'm like, oh,
right,
we can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the problem, is we don't have those options. If we had those options, maybe things would be different. I don't know, but we don't. So that's why it's so bad, is you are doing something that we can't do with our culture.
Right, right, right.
So that's where I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's like a, yeah, it is a true, also that thing where I'm like, God, it is like, even as we talk about it, I'm just like, right, this country writ large knows so little about Native folks and the different stuff. I'm just like, and that's sort of the microcosm version of, or no, the more macro version of this, the Asian microcosm thing, which is just like, it just means that you think that Asia is all one way, or like Natives are all one way, and it's like, or like, you know, whatever the fuck, like,
yeah,
recipes
that's true.
Come from.
Yeah,
so. But it's also like the recipe world is so dominated by white women who are talking to other white women.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, that's where it gets gross.
I'll never forget the first time I was really trying to make like perfect collard greens, but without using like ham hock or without using any sort of like a meat base. But I was like, I need my family members to like eat these vegan ass greens and not know the difference, because a lot of times the ham hock is so cooked down, you don't know that there's not meat in there. So it's like, I really need them to not know. So I was looking up all these plant-based recipes, and thankfully I found some by black people, but in that search, the ones I came across that were by white women, the insane things that these people were putting in the collard greens, the insane thing that I was like, there's so much black pepper in this. That's not even the dish anymore. What are you doing?
Just a nice crunchy pepper bite.
Just a peppery green.
Honk, honk, honk.
Who eats a bite of greens and says, I want more pepper? I guess these white ladies.
The whites.
I guess so. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
Did we help this person? So,
I maybe don't call it Asian food and just call it, I think that's where we landed, was call it ginger and soy sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he was saying they were like doing a theme for the whole night, which I'll say it forever. White people love a theme.
Oh, it's the worst.
White people love a theme. So he was saying the whole night was like Chinese food, which he even acknowledged. He was like, I love American Chinese food. Like, that's a different type of food already. So I don't know. Should they just loosen up the definition of what they're making?
Just make a fucking potluck and stop asking people to put races or regions around their shit. It'll just go a long way, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, people love to like really carve out like tonight is Italian night.
Yeah.
I guess because it sets a
Well, we just, I think as Americans, we just have like a, we do a weird thing with the melting pot, which is like, whatever the first thing we encountered fills the slot for the melting pot. So it's just like, you know, one type of Asian person, one type of Native person, like, you know, blackness just got boiled down into one sort of slave type, like, archetype. And then, like, breaking out of that mold requires you to be such a fucking, like, lunatic about it. I don't know. It's, just, it's the worst. We're the worst as a people.
All of us? I think the three of us are pretty cool.
Yeah, we're okay.
You guys are okay.
You're iffy. Is that about us?
I'm iffy on all three of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all got our significant problems. No, not Lucas. You're the fucking best, man.
Yeah, Lucas is cool. Watch his various mysterious projects.
Just
keep staring at IMDb. You'll figure it out one day.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about development is you have all these cool things and you're working with all these really cool people. But like until it's on air or until you get that check, it's not real.
Yeah, yeah.
So like right now I'm living in a fantasy land filled with multiple fantasies. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is great. I'm doing something. And then I'm like, yeah, or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... That's the case.
Yeah,
I think it's
yeah.
why every writer who's like worked in development longer than a few years is just broken.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, I get that.
Yeah,
I see it. Yeah, it's fun though. I'm doing a charity.
Tell us about the charity.
Yeah, it's cool. So basically, the idea was, you know, because I'm from Pine Ridge, and you know, there's always like charities to help us because. We're the ones that people point to being like, look how bad they got it. And I just noticed that it's never emotional care packages. It's always like, we're going to help them with clothes. We're going to help them, whatever. But there's never like to help their pride. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm like, that's, you know, we have one of the highest suicide rates. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of that is because we don't value our lives. We don't value this. So what I decided to do was I teamed up with amazing Native artists that are way better than me and also STEM because, like, I want everyone to be in STEM. Mm-hmm. As an artist, be in STEM. but what we're doing is we're writing a bunch of letters to kids in there. So it's like I have the guy who he's a Native engineer and he just his stuff went to Mars.
Oh,
so
shit.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I have Native TV writers and, you know, just really cool musicians and all this, just, you know, kind of successful. But it, for me, it's about showing Native kids like, hey, look,
like it's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah. Because
I remember not having anyone, like literally.
Right.
No one.
Yeah.
Like no one even remotely close to me I could look at and be like, hey, I can do that. And I just think, I don't know, I'd probably be a lot cooler, better. I don't know, maybe a little bit taller if I had a role
model. Yeah, totally.
Role models so, do increase your height. Absolutely.
I know. So that's what we're doing. And it's actually structured like not a Hogwarts letter because it's probably copywritten.
Yeah.
But it's an invitation.
Definitely not a Hogwarts letter.
It is not. You did not hear that here first.
Correct. However.
But it's an invitation to a society of Natives who love themselves and their culture. And, you know, that's the thing. So you open it up and it has all these letters from Natives. But it also has, like, posters. So you can put artwork on the wall and, like, see it every day. And then I got, like, a cool streetwear company. They're giving away stickers and patches so you can, like, you know, wear your pride on your sleeve and everything. So it's just all really cool. And it's all, like, from Natives to, like, Native kids. So that's cool. Like, that's probably, like, one of the most excited things I am about all my projects is, like,
Can you say the name again and tell people how they can, you know, if support it from the outside?
Oh, well, hopefully by the time this airs, it will be funded.
Oh, okay, cool.
But it's called Native Pride Project. We have a website, nativeprideproject.org. Can't believe the name was not taken.
That is telling that the name was available.
Yeah, it was very in every social media.
Woo!
Everywhere. It was available.
You're filling a need, sir.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a cool project. And like that's one of those things where I think in film, especially when you're, you know, you get close and then a roadblock happens and, you know, you staff and that's amazing. But like having, and this is just something I realized like in the past few months, having something outside of that is going to keep you sane. mm-hmm. in a very positive way. But also, you know, it helps because even though like 5 years ago, looking at me now, I'd be like, oh, my God, this is amazing. But like when you're in it, you tend not to have that perspective. And I think doing cool things like that mm-hmm. garner you perspective, you know, no matter what field you're in. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really cool.
That's fucking great.
I like that it's just supportive of people's personhood, you know?
It really is. And it's, I've designed it to be scalable, mm-hmm. right? So it also comes with like hats and stuff. But like basically anyone who wants to do it in their like reservation, their native community, whatever, they can do it. I'll give you all the resources to be able to do it all yourself. The only requirement is that someone from that tribe writes a letter because mm-hmm. there has to be direct mm-hmm. representation. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's really easy because I already have like 20 letters.
Yeah.
It was way too easy for me to call up people and be like, hey, you want to do this? Yeah. And I did. So it should be cool.
That's great.
That's really cool. NativePrideProject.org. Find it. Donate to it.
Yeah. Or donate to the next iteration.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's what we'll do is we'll have a...
Yeah.
We already have, I think, well, the first run's 400 kids. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're going to go out to 1,000.
Cool.
Cool.
Yeah. But keep an eye on it and be ready to support. And of course,
follow them on the socials. Followers always help.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, I wish I could talk about projects.
You did. That's the best one to talk about.
Yeah, that's the best one.
You did great. You'll come back. We'll have you back. The people love you.
Yeah.
We'll have you back when you're, the native Tyler Perry. And
you'll... Oh my God, I wish. Are you kidding me?
Did you say your Twitter also? I'm blanking now. Anyway, yeah, tell people where else if there's anything.
Very basic, @ Lucas Brown Eyes, LUCAS.
Dope.
Brown Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Dope, dope, dope.
Super basic, except for Facebook, because they don't allow native names.
Yet another reason to delete that trash app.
Well, here's the thing is I gave them my ID.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, well, can you give us your credit card number? And at that point, I'm like, no, just call me Brown. Just I'm fine.
Crazy.
Just, I'm done.
Wow.
Ugh, trash.
Well, I can't because natives, they're all on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Get on Twitter.
Right.
Like, go on. I mean, Instagram's the same company, but like,
yeah.
Still better than
Facebook. Yeah. Shit. All right. Well, that's fucking great. And thanks again for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you for being here in the middle of the night. We appreciate
better
you.
Better than the middle of the morning.
Actually, that is true.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's
damn true. Thanks, Lucas.
All right. Thank you.
Peace. Bye.
And that was Lucas Brown Eyes. Also, mm-hmm. we got to hear a little bit of Tawny Newsom. Tawny, stay on that grind.
Yeah. We hope that space is treating you well.
Yeah.
We can't wait for you to finish the mission and come back to us, but we do enjoy when you do be able to pop back in.
Yeah, but yeah, keep watching TV. All of us are doing stuff on the TV.
Yeah, keep your eyes out on those credits. Yeah, you'll see us.
Jeez, ugh, what a time.
So look, tired. The next couple of months are going to be intense. They're going to be, I think we're going to reach new levels of tired that we could think possible.
Hell yeah,
and it's only going to reflect positively in the recordings.
Yeah. That's the important thing.
That's the Cody Ziegler guarantee.
God. What else? Zig. Yay for Zig.
Yeah, yay for Zig across all social media platforms. Watch the show Craig of the Creek. I write for that now. And I would love for there to be a season 4 for me to come back in right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Watch Craig of the Creek. Keep watching Mixed-ish.
Mm-hmm. I guess watch Space Force when it comes out on Netflix.
Yeah, cancel your Netflix account and tell them the reason is because they don't have Space Force. And mm-hmm. then when Space Force comes out, rejoin and say it's because they got Space Force.
Yeah, and you love Tawny Newsom, which you can also find at Tron D. Newman. That's segue, baby. Tron D. Newman across all social media platforms.
Oh, God, we are motherfucking struggling. Holy shit. I'm Andrew T., last name is spelled T.I.
Mm-hmm. If they want to leave a voicemail, where could they call?
323-389-7223. That's 323-389-RACE.
Podswag.com/yo.
That's it, I think.
Yeah, we did it. Another episode done.
Another perfect episode.